Well, we have Nick Saban in the 7 o'clock hour.
Dana
Dimmel's on Wednesday. Coach Hatfield on Tuesday.
Right.
And joining us on Thursdays right here on Sports Radio 610 is Coach Slocum on a mobile, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. That's insurance, isn't it?
Yep.
That's an insurance company. Gordon Richardson and Associates. So if you're looking for that insurance, they're the place to go. Joining us right now, a guy who doesn't need any insurance. He just plays, you know, he throws all to the wind.
No safety.
No, there's no safety net with
Coach.
Not with his highfalutin offense. Joining us right now is the coach of the, well, it's Coach Slocum on a mobile. Hey, Coach, what's going on?
Hey, John Lance, how are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
We're doing outstanding up here.
Well, congratulations on a big win against Pitt for a tough-fought 14-12 game on Saturday. But that's the way you knew it was going to go, with two teams that like to fling it around like you guys.
Well, we did. It was really a showcase. I thought it was a breakout game for our offense. I think we had 280 yards, so we were pushing the envelope out there. And we got a few breaks. The refs gave us a few calls, and we were happy to get out of there with the win.
Yeah, it was. You know, Mark Ferris, are you just showcasing Dustin Long right now, or what's the deal with Mark Ferris? Why'd you have to put him on the bench?
Well, we're sandbagging a little bit there, Lance.
Right.
You know, we didn't want to show everything in the Pitt game. You know, we let Mark play more than we wanted to in the Ulala game, and but you know, we kind of have a little easier team coming in next week for Virginia Tech, so we may rest Mark again. You know, we don't know. So
we may see him rested much more this season?
We may sandbag him until the Baylor game, yeah.
All right. Okay, so you got it here first, Aggie fans. You may see Mark Ferris rested a little.
Kind of like the preseason in the NFL. You're not going to show your hand. You're not going to show teams what you're doing. You're going to get ready for the big season when Baylor comes in.
Well, that's right. You know, in the Big 12, there's the second week in October is always a big game. You got OU, Texas, and, of course, there's Baylor and A&M. So that's when our season starts. That's the day we have circled, and that's what we're pointing to.
Coach Slocum on the mobile with us right now. Coach, a game you're winning 14-0. Everything looked at hand. And what happened? Pitt started making their comeback. Got a little scary for you. They even had the ball at the end of the game with a chance to win that game.
Well, they did. They really came back. You know, I'd like to thank the refs. They had number 91 out there on the kickoff team, and apparently he was making some farting noises, which the refs said were blowing the signals, and they called him twice for it. So they were making our guys jump off sides, and we really got a break there. But apparently they flagged him, and in the end it wasn't a fake noise at all.
So they thought it was whistles, or they drawn him offside or something?
Well, yeah, our guys were jumping. It was kind of a putt-putt, hut-hut kind of deal, and they were jumping off sides, and then it was chaos down there on the kick team. But we got a break there. They backed him up about 38 yards, and he couldn't make the field goal.
Killing us on the kick team. Hey, Tim. Hey, Coach, that team you're playing from Virginia, they're not that easy to beat. Virginia Tech is they're pretty good. They got a win against LSU. A couple weeks ago. I mean, this is a team that's not going to be easy for you. I don't know if you looked at any film yet, but it might even be tougher than the Pitt game.
Well, we you know, it's another Big East team. You know how we feel about the Big East. That's a tough conference over there.
Right.
They got a lot of good teams. You know, Boston College and Rutgers and Temple.
Right.
You know, Rutgers is unfortunately they've struggled and lost to both Connecticut and Buffalo, I think. But they're going to come back. And, you know, they're going to make a run at it. But we got an off week this week. I think we're going to add some plays to the playbook. You know, we're going to use both sides of the play sheet this week. And but we're good and healthy. I think besides the syphilis outbreak we had, I think most of the guys are coming back. They're pretty healthy. So, you know, Texas had an off week. It's all about how you use it. They went into their off week with one of the worst offensive lines in the Big 12. And apparently, now they got the best line in the Big 12 all of a sudden after 1 week. So we're hoping that we can do what Mac does and come through the off week with some good work.
It's amazing what happens when you don't play. Your team does get better in some cases.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think we may be a bit rusty coming out because our offense is all about timing. And when we lose that week, you know, you may not see the good decisions that we made last week. But we'll be ready for them.
So I just want to pick something. Coach, you had an outbreak. You went to Pittsburgh and caught some syphilis, or?
Well, it kind of been floating around the dorm, and I think we've got the penicillin down everybody, and everybody's pretty healthy right now.
So you're going to be healthy going into this. This is a big one. Of course, you know, Miami, I don't know how they do it, Coach. So they got Temple this week. You saw them last week against Florida. Not much of a test, but they got Temple this week. and that's going to be tough for them.
Well, they do. Temple's a tough team. You know, when the Owls get ready to play, they'll come, they'll bring it. And so I think Larry Coker's got his hands full down there. And, you know, 37 points, I think that's a little strong for Miami.
He's got to go up to Temple, which is a tough place
to play. Well, that's what makes it, the tricky part.
Oh, that'll be bigger than a Rice game up there. They may have 10,000 at that game. It's going to be huge.
So their Owls, you think, will come out a little? It'll be bigger for their Owls than it will be for the Owls in Houston.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a big game in the Big East.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, congratulations on a huge win. Virginia Tech, you saw them against LSU at home, doing a nice job. So this team can bring it. Their quarterback went down. But they had another guy.
Brian Randall's now
the guy that's stepped in, and he looks like he's a guy that can move around a little bit and cause some problems.
Well, we're concerned. You know, any time we faced John Van Cleve that first week, that guy's about 6'5", 280 for ULA. So, you know, we've seen some good quarterbacks already. So we're not going to be intimidated. You know, our guys are going to be ready for that game.
And you got to go against Baylor every year facing that. So.
Well, yeah, they got four quarterbacks that could probably start on any team in the Big 12. So.
Yeah, it's just a matter of getting them to play, you know, getting them to reach that potential.
Did you see Oklahoma, Coach, in Alabama? Did you see, of course, Oklahoma or Texas have been picked by everybody and to win the and they struggled with Alabama this week.
Well, they did. I think any time you face a good Gene Stallings team, you better bring it because it's going to be tough. And, Switzer did a fine job. I think if he would have ran the ball just a bit more there in the second half, they wouldn't have had those problems. But
sounds like you're recruiting them young now, Coach. I heard a little voice back there in the background.
Well, it's my little carpet monkey. She just ran a slant over the playroom. I think we're going to put that in the playbook this week.
Coach, is that how sometimes you come up with plays and defenses and whatnot, just regular everyday observations?
Well, sure. I get the quarterbacks over here. They're watching Barney, and we think up with some great stuff.
Well, good. Hey, Coach.
That's how your playbook's put together there, Coach, watching Barney?
Oh, absolutely. You see them running around that little playground area. They run some routes, I'm telling you what.
You see some different routes going on. Sometimes you wonder if they're working in conjunction with other routes, so I guess that's the only problem you might have sometime if there's real timing there. But, Coach, what do you do on your week off? You got a week off. What is a week off for Coach Locum on a mobile like? Is it all football, or is there any fun and games for you?
No, we like to get the coaches together. We play some Madden on, you know, the PlayStation. We have a big tournament every year. We have a big pot going for that. And we like to watch that NFL football a little bit. You know, I'd like to say congratulations to the Texans. That was a big win over the Cowboys. But I gotta remind the Texans fans of one thing. You know, I don't want to see this forefinger and pinky sticking in the air at the Texans games.
No, you don't want that horn sign used for Texans games.
No, that's if you want to dye your hair blue and go smoke dope and protest, you go on up to Austin and you put the devil worship sign up. We're not going to do that down here with all my Aggies on the Texan team.
No, you wouldn't think Steve McKinney and Aaron Glenn and those guys would let that happen.
Absolutely not. I hope they start the butt beating soon if they see that in the stands.
That's right. Clean that stuff up.
Yeah, the devil sign, the devil worship thing, it's got to go, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us, Coach. Congratulations on the big win. Relax, have yourself some fun this weekend. Watch Virginia Tech and Marshall. That's going to be a barn burner this week, huh, Coach?
I expect a low-scoring game. That should be about 6-3.
That one, that Marshall-Virginia Tech game?
Yeah, Marshall games are usually higher scoring. We'll see how this one plays out, though, Coach.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you all next week.
All right, that's Coach Slocum on mobile joining us every Thursday here on the show brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates.